Blog Talk Radio.
Mitch? Hello? Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to wait for Augie to call right back in. All he's got to do is dial. All right. Good morning. I'm Mitch Mallett. Welcome to the Morning Edge. And here he is.
You're listening to 1490 AM.
Augie.
WWPR.
I tried that other line. I get nothing.
You get nothing?
Yeah, it goes dead.
You just had to hang in there for a moment.
Well, it just went totally nothing. I couldn't hear a thing.
I know, but you just had to hang in there for one more moment, and we could hear you, and I just had to hit a button. But anyway, you can stay on this line if you like.
I'll stay on this line for the first 5 minutes, and then I'll shift to the other line.
All right, well, very good. Everyone knows Augie, but I just want to announce, if you want to call the show, the number to call is 347-989-0132. This works all over the United States, and we can get callers all over the United States. We're broadcasting live from 1490 AM Tampa Bay and across the Blog Talk Radio Network. So
then there's the regular line of 941-745-1490. Did you make the introductions already? Because I didn't hear.
Well, let's do it again. And here's Augie.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and it's Trump, Trump, Trump all the way to Independence Day. The real fear the Republicans have is that's what he's going to do, and that is why they're going silent on Donald Trump. But the ball game is being played in different ways, different ball games. We've got the situation in Greece that may be settled or maybe not, and it looks like Greece is capitulating and going to stay in the Euro. And Iran is going to sign a deal as well. And what is Israel going to do? Beware of the 5 submarines that they just bought from Germany, the very dangerous submarines, the most dangerous in the world. And they're going to park them off of Tehran and threaten cooperation or something else, or capitulation. Who knows? In any event, Trumpery is taking over on the news, and the fear of Donald Trump is invading. I was in a conversation up here in Illinois with someone who was very impressed with Donald Trump. He's a former Democrat. He was for single payer at one time. And the immigration thing is the card he's trumping everybody with, except maybe the Democrats. And, you know, there you have it. You've got a big situation. You've got two candidates on the Democratic side and a small army of candidates on the Republican side. And so much so that the Republicans are forming a thing called Vilify Hillary. Villary Hillary. And it's an interesting situation that is they're meeting Orlando, and they're planning how to shadow her, to get rid of her on the emails, and to talk about her having been broke financially at one time, and how was that really real? All of the things to discredit a candidate they're afraid of. But then you have the Bernie moment, and that is another ball game to be played. So where's this thing going, Mitch? I don't know. In any event, we've got a lot of things to talk about.
Wow, you talked about a lot. So, and I have a comment on every subject you brought up. So which one would you like to discuss first?
Well, you just comment away. I mean, Bernie is pulling. They're claiming that if Bernie gets up to 40%, Hillary has a lot of changing to make. And if Jim Webb comes in, is that going to split the independent vote in the Democratic Party, or the liberal vote, or is that going to take away from Hillary? And is that how she's going to lose her numbers? And I think that is how she may lose her numbers and to make a real problem for her. So that's a projection I have. If people want to call in 941-745, I will shift to the long-distance number myself, and then you can call in on this number, 941-745-1490. The white-haired politician stands before 10,000 supporters. This is written up in the New York Times on the opinion page on Sunday. And he denounces the rigged economy that produces a grotesque level of inequality, returning to a theme that the 60s radicals have long been trumpeting and is now being heard. In Sanders' run and in the absence of a White House bid from Elizabeth Warren, the progressives have found a candidate they can support wholeheartedly to understand the moment that the 73-year-old Bernie Sanders is enjoying. We have to see how he got there, waiting for the national politics to catch up with him. The road he took out of the 1960s student movement was not the most conspicuous one, but it was the widest, and Senator Sanders now represents a culmination of one of the primary currents of the left in the past half century. And this article goes on. This was written by Todd Gitlin on the Sunday opinion page of the New York Times. There's more to be said about Bernie here. But, you know, Mitch, racism is at the heart of the problem of this country, and that is at the heart of the Tea Party movement, at the heart of the immigration argument. I received a phone call some years ago on a rental property I had, and a tenant I had rented to, a Hispanic, or I think a Mexican. And it was from a character on the phone who was telling me, "What are you doing with those straight-haired niggers? Why are you renting to them? They're dirty, they're filthy." And he's saying this all on the telephone. And I said, "So you're the guy that's diagonally across the roadway there. Are you the one with the rusty truck and the tires piled in the back side of the truck?" "Well, I sell those tires." I says, "I know, and your truck is in great condition. It gets you from here to there, and you can't afford much, can you?" "No, I can't." I said, "Then why are you keeping those straight-haired niggers around?" And the attitude is through the white middle class, the poor whites, working classes, and among a lot of other people, obviously, and the Tea Party, the tin hats, is...
What you're saying, Augie, is the white working poor that probably votes Republican are convinced their problem is the other ethnicities in this country, as opposed to what the real issue is, which is inequality of the distribution of the wealth that's generated every day here.
Unfair wage levels, Mitch. Unfair wage levels.
There you go.
You know, that's Walmart is such a joke. Walmart conspires to break down. They're the highest, biggest employer for numbers and the lowest pay. They talk about raising the wages for a few of their people, not the whole bunch. And they sit people down who are newly to be employed. They orchestrate. They teach these people how to get on Medicaid, how to get around things to get benefits that they will not give them themselves, but that will fall upon the back of the federal government. They hire people to teach them to do this stuff. This is about as American as nothing. They are so un-American, it is amazing. And they keep the poor poor and poorer. So the main people they hire are women who have children. So those women need care for their children and the whole thing. The other ball game, Mitch, that's being played is the drug war. The drug war really is, I think, a racist war. It over-incarcerates the minorities. 2.2 million people are in the system. 1.6 million are in the jails themselves, and they're coming right out of the high school.
Wait. You're going on another topic. I just want to comment. The minimum wage in this country should be high enough that if you work 40 hours a week, you're making more money. You're making too much money to qualify for food stamps, for Medicaid, for Section 8 housing. You should be able to have a comfortable lifestyle,
right?
And not a burden, because what happens is an employer pays you minimum wage and you qualify for all these benefits. Part of the ability for you as a worker to support yourself is transferred onto the federal government and not onto the employer, who's benefiting from your 40-hour work week.
Well, they don't give you 40 hours. They keep you under the 40, because then they don't have to pay you benefits.
These people get two and three jobs is what they do, and they're working not just 40, they're working 60, 70 without any overtime.
But who just stated on the campaign trail, workers need to work more hours. This was Jeb, good old Jeb, Jeb the job maker. What a joke.
Well, that's because Jeb looks at all the employers that are hiring part-time and goes, all these people need to work more. Except what Jeb doesn't realize is most of these people have two or three, and some of them have four jobs.
Jeb doesn't care. Thinking he is unaware gives him an excuse. He doesn't give a damn. That is the nature of the people who look down their nose on everyone else and see themselves as an elite, who want a smaller government just to take care of the upper rich, who have tax benefits just to take care of the upper rich, and to hell with the hindmost. Let the people that are on the ground stay on the ground, and we'll walk right over the bones of the poor. We don't care. We do not care. This whole attitude, Mitch, is about not caring about your fellow man. The party of the Christian is a party of hypocrisy. We jail to keep people off the street, and so they're not out there competing for jobs. We do all the things that get in the way of letting people come forward. We create a debtor's prison because we ticket people for minor stuff so they can't drive. They take away the driving privilege. They're on their feet. They're in probation. The tragedy is that then when we see the people shot like running animals and so forth, and then people going into the churches to attack the black, anybody who thinks that the Civil War is over is kidding themselves. But we've now used our prison system to take care of the blacks that way, the blacks in particular, and now the Hispanics, who are equated to brownies. We're just doing it all around in our society. Well, it isn't happening to my kids. I don't have to worry about my kids. They're not going to get in trouble out there because they're white. But if you send a black kid out on the street at night for any innocent reason, he's in peril of being either attacked by the police or a gang member. So it's just it's pathetic, the kind of society that we've created, and we wonder why it's going into the tank on this whole thing.
Augie, would it surprise you to find out one of the bigger lobbying groups in Florida that are fighting the legalization of marijuana in the state on whatever level of legalization you want to look at, for recreational use, for medical use? They're fighting all of it. And that's because
to believe.
Because Rick Scott has taken our prison system and privatized it here in the state of Florida, paying them millions. The guards have gotten a decrease in benefits and wages. They broke in their union, and where's all that extra money going to? It's going into the profit of those now running the prison, and now they're using those millions and millions of dollars that are being earned in profits to direct it at lobbying to make sure marijuana stays illegal in the state of Florida and is a criminal offense, so there are more guests of the prisons, in other words, inmates.
Keep the beds full so the prisons stay profitable. If you've ever had to deal with anyone who's in the local county jail, the price for just using the telephone is through the roof, and they discourage any kind of access to the outside. The cost to the taxpayer in Manatee and Sarasota County is $100 a day, and that's 365 days a year, $365,500 a year just for one bed. That's what you pay in your tax bill. It's an ongoing lease. Everyone out there does that. But I'm going to go call on the other line now. I'll call back and see if we can make connection, Mitch, and let the outside callers go, and then you can comment some more on what I'm talking about. Talk about Trump, talk about Jeb, talk about the Bernie moment, whatever you feel like, and hopefully I'll reconnect on this other number.
All right, very good.
That other number, again, is 347-989-0132. So anyone can try to call that.
And you will not get a busy signal. And if you just want to call and listen, you can call and listen. If you don't hit the one button, you don't go on the air. If you want to go on the air, just hit the one button, and then you pop up in the queue, and then I got to hit a button to put you on the air.
Well, I'm going to test that out right now, Mitch, and I'll leave you, and I'll call back on that number.
All right, very good.
All right.
And I'm actually going to play a commercial.
Dr. Mark D'Amato, 4450 South Tamiami Trail. Dr. D'Amato is a veterinary chiropractor treating horses, dogs, or favorite four-legged friend. First and foremost, animal chiropractic care is not intended to replace traditional veterinary medicine. Complementary care is a type of care that works with your vet and certainly not instead of them. To find out more information, call Dr. Mark D'Amato at 941-927-7009. That's 941-927-7009. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Mark treats two-legged patients, too. This part of the Morning Edge is brought to you by Collins, Little & Delgado, practicing personal injury, criminal defense, and family law. Call 941-749-1446. 941-749-1446. I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Who is that lunatic? Anyway,
hey.
I think Augie's back.
I'm back on the line, and your number works, 347-989-0132. That's working, Mitch. If we get this going, we're going to get last show we had someone out of Boston calling, and we can get this out on Facebook, this number, and people can call the show that way. And you have to punch the number 1 after you dial in. Hit the number, go through it, wait for the answer, and hit 1. That's how it worked for me. And I guess on Wednesday we're going to have Bud Beck on the show to talk about. He's one of the early talk show people on 1490, and we're continuing some of that tradition a little bit differently. In any case,
you know what I'd like to talk about?
Sure.
I'd like to talk about the what's going on with Iran, and you brought up Israel and the missiles. We talked about this last night, actually. And I did some research.
Okay.
And I looked up what's going on with Israel, I read a number of articles. I posted one of them. I thought they did the best synopsis. And I put it on my Facebook wall. And if you want to friend me, just go to Mitch Mallett on Facebook or Mitch.Mallett on Facebook. You'll see the article there. But actually, Israel has taken just took their third sub in delivery out of four subs. And there's another one coming in about a year. And they do have the possibility, and they probably do. And actually, in the article, it says that Israel will be putting nuclear missiles, nuclear bombs, basically, in these subs and going deep sea. And the justification, according to the article, is a deterrent. Because if Tehran thinks that they could shoot a number of nuclear missiles and obliterate Israel, Israel won't have a chance to retaliate. Well, the deterrent there is to have these submarines in the Persian Gulf or wherever, maybe the Indian Ocean, who knows where.
The Indian Ocean mainly, yeah.
Yeah, and to say to Iran, well, whether you wipe out Israel altogether or not on a first strike, we still have the capability of doing a second strike back. And
well, you know, the problem with that point of view is that if Tehran, which in 200 years has ordered the attack, the military attack, has not ordered any military attack and conducted any military attack on any other country historically for 200 years. So Israel has been there, as Israelis claim, for as long as they have. They could have wiped them out long ago. They can't wipe out the United States.
Iran can't wipe out Israel. Not militarily.
But,
they don't have the military capability of wiping out Israel.
Yeah, but Mitch, you're talking about now. But 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, Israel didn't have that. But the point is,
well, 100 years ago, there was no Israel.
That's right. And so if you're talking about the last, 70 years, right after World War II, the Israelis started being settled the way they are, they could have done it then. The advantage has melted away over time as far as the power of Israel and the military side of things. So that's really a poor argument.
It's not a poor argument because actually Iran right now, you say they're not doing anything militarily. They are fiercely doing anything.
What?
They're using surrogates both in Lebanon with Hezbollah and Hamas and with the Palestinians.
Anybody that aligns with another country and the other country has a relationship to them, you can always call them a surrogate. I mean, a surrogate of the United States is anybody that people want to name, they can do it in our name.
Don't forget, their leadership has said for 35 years since the Ayatollah is gone, or not since the Ayatollah is there, they have said repeatedly, we want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So the rhetoric is there.
You have the small, conservative, powerful wing within Iran,
which
within
runs
Tehran,
the country,
which is in charge.
But
the elected official, Rouhani, the prime minister, was elected by the people, the public body, the majority, and factually, there's been no attack by Iran themselves. So Iran now has promised the United States, if you want us to get rid of ISIS, we will do it. We have the power, we have the ability, and we can clean it out. We've not committed to that because Saudi Arabia has objected, Israel has objected that if we align too much with Iran, they become too powerful, and they will take over Syria.
Their fear is that Iran will wipe out ISIS and then replace ISIS in both Iraq and Syria.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Replace
the fear. The fear is that if we allow, and we really can't stop them, we're not stopping them. And here it is: the enemy of our enemy is our enemy, and one enemy is Iran.
Is our friend.
In a way. But let me just say this.
All right.
Mostly I agree with you, but I want to say this. Iran, the fear is Iran goes in to first Iraq and then into Syria and wipes out ISIS. Now they're in Iraq and Syria, and now they'll have control of both Iraq and Syria. That's the fear. That's why Israel objects. That's why Saudi Arabia objects.
That may be true, except that it's...
But it's certainly better than our young men and women fighting ISIS.
Oh, gee whiz. How about that?
Yeah,
exactly. So you'd rather have our guys go over there and die, be hostages, be on television having... I'm not making that argument.
I'm just letting you know what the logic
Mitch,
is.
Mitch, I'm not talking about you. Okay, you is a generic word. You, anyone who thinks that they won't take our soldiers, parade them on television, cut their heads off for us to watch it happen, and a useless effort. That's the point. And they've already offered to say, here's what they're really offering. They're offering to say, we will formally take over 2/3 of Iraq, or what you called Iraq, which are already our people. They're already Shia. That's the dominant sectarian people that are in Iraq, are Shia, not Sunni. The minority are Sunni. The Sunni have been ruling under Saddam Hussein all of that so-called area called Iraq, crushing the Kurds and everything else. So if you get the alliance between the Kurds and the Iranians, now you're ending the power of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia right now is in the position of bombing the hell out of Yemen because they're afraid Yemen's also going to become a Shia nation and therefore surround Saudi Arabia, embarrassing them with Islam. Islam under the Sharia law is far less, there is no Sharia law, so to speak, among Islam in Iran. So you have a different kind of Islam.
They don't conduct
Sharia law in Tehran. The terror and the persecution of people is by
it's their form of Sharia law.
No. You're getting confused between a couple of things. Your religious law in Iran is not where the persecution comes from. They don't conduct Sharia. Sharia is Moses' law conducted to the extreme, and where in the original form of the law called Mosaic law is to cut off the hand that offends you.
It's the Islamic version of Moses' law.
Is Sharia.
Right. It's their interpretation of Moses' law.
But it's the original use of Moses' law, Mitch. The original Mosaic law was if your hand
Before we go down, let me back up a second here.
All right.
What we have is we actually have an Iran that over the last few years is starting to moderate. It's moderating slowly.
It may not be moderating as fast
as we took down the Confederate flag,
Mitch,
moderating, and we need to take advantage of that. You need to let me say something here. All right.
Well, I was not finished. You cut me off. We can't do that. Let me finish, and then you come up. I'm simply the moderate Shia law was under at the time of Mossadegh, clear back to 1953. They had an elected parliament. There was no Ayatollah in charge. We imposed the Shah against a prime minister elected, like Rouhani.
Yes,
there was no Ayatollah, so there was no extreme part of religion at all. So they had been moderate from that standpoint all along. That's the difference. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we got quite a few people on the listen line on the phone number.
Are they
347? Yes, 989-0132.
Take the call.
Wait. None of them hit the one button. So if you want to participate, you don't have to participate. But if you do, you need to hit the one button, and we'll bring you on board. Not everyone who calls in wants to participate. But we do have a caller.
Let's take that caller.
And I think this is Janet from Clearwater.
Morning, Janet.
Good morning.
This isn't Janet. This is
Don from Largo.
Don from Largo.
Okay. Well, morning, Don.
What's up,
yeah,
Todd?
Well, we've had a great victory, you know that, here in Pinellas County. The outlaw, Republican, privileged, illegal gerrymander is going to change. They have to have the whole Pinellas County from the bottom up, not cut it up and slice it and dice it and pitch it across the bay. It's
yeah,
a wonderful 14, thing.
It chopped off part of Pinellas, and the other part was in another. Was it 15, 14, 15 or something? What
we're talking
that,
about
Don?
Gerrymandering. We're switching subjects here with Don.
Yeah, right, well, Don? No, I'm not switching any subject. The district that he's talking about became 14, and part of it was 15. Isn't that right, Don?
Yeah, they cut out the black voters in St. Pete and shipped them across Tampa Bay. 13 went to 14. Because
right.
The outlaw Republicans have no regard for the law whatsoever,
you are what you do, isn't that right, Don? And they've done a number. Now the Supreme Court's ruled that what they've done was illegal, right?
Right. Just like Don from Largo has always said, there's two counts of treason here. One is they don't look to the Constitution for qualifying candidates. They look to bribes and incorporation to disqualify constitutionally qualified candidates. The other treason was the gerrymander. They deliberately gerrymandered the district. But we still have to deal with the idea that the Constitution and qualifications therein count for nothing. It's gross inequality under the law based on bribes and incorporation. They call it campaign contribution and campaign committee, but the bottom line is...
Don, let's just stick with, for now, let's just stick with your point, which, you know, I think we agree with the matter of the gerrymandering. The original gerrymandering was created by the Democrats, the Southern Democrats of years ago. Before Lawton Child, those districts were created that way, with the same kind of characters who just changed hats from Democrat to Republican, Southern Democrats, Dixiecrats. So now this is being ruled illegal. They didn't abide by the amendments in the vote that said to get rid of that. Eight districts are affected directly, and about another eight are affected indirectly. So it's going to splash into a lot of directions, this decision by the district court in the state of Florida and the Supreme Court. And they're given 60 days for the legislature to make the change back again to make it the right way. So what's your intention, what to do, Don, when you know this is a fact? Are you going to run for office or what?
Yeah, I've declared for U.S. Congress, and the Pinellas Democratic Party refuses to recognize me. They've picked 26 top Democrats in Pinellas County have picked Eric Lynn to be the only candidate. So I come to their meetings, handouts saying Don Hackett Jr. for U.S. Congress 13th District, and they only invite their chosen candidate to speak. And I say they ought to look in the book. He's formed a committee, which I call a corporation, and he says he's taken $400,000 in contributions, which I call bribes. They don't look in the book at all. They only look at the federal election law of 1971, Title 26, yeah. Chapters 95 and 96 of the U.S. Code that says unless you take significant bribes and become incorporated, you don't exist. You know,
yeah.
I think that's wrong.
Don, let me ask a couple questions.
Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
Don, are you a registered Democrat?
Yes, I'm a registered Democrat.
All right, and you say you declared for Congress. Did you go on to the correct website with the Secretary of State's office and go ahead and declare yourself?
Doesn't no, I haven't
done
that.
To do that. That's what you need to do, and if you do that, and I'm a state committeeman from Manatee County, if you
yeah.
do that, they really can't deny you access if you go to the Pinellas DEC meeting. So I could talk to you later on how to do that. But it doesn't cost any money to make that declaration because I know I did that in the last election cycle for the 16th Congressional District. So you need to,
well,
if you do
well,
those
Don,
two steps without any money out of pocket, Don, and then you go to
yeah,
a DEC meeting, they really can't say no to you.
So
yeah,
you
well,
go,
I did
yeah,
it during the last two elections in Pinellas County for that office, the March 11th, 14, and the November 14, I did it. And the Tampa Bay Times said they refused to recognize me as a candidate. They would only recognize Alex Sink. And I think that's wrong to say that there's a human constitutionally qualified declared candidate, and we refuse to recognize you because you're not in the top
well,
dollar bribe paid
rated
class.
How did they refuse to, when you say they refuse to recognize you,
You mean they didn't admit that you actually were signed up, or how did they do that?
Curtis Krueger called me on October 26th of 2013 and told me, asked me if I was a candidate. I said yes. Look at the state website for the campaign. Like Mitch just said, I had registered that way. And they said, we refuse to recognize you. We will only recognize Alex Sink as a candidate for Congress in the 13th District. They told me that I had declared for federal office, and I didn't make the ballot.
Don, did they put that in writing, or how did they put that forward?
No. Curtis Krueger from the Tampa Bay Times called me on my phone and asked me if I was a candidate. I said, yes, look at the Division of Elections, Secretary of State, Florida. I'm listed there as a candidate. He said, well, we refuse to recognize you as a candidate because you've declared before and you didn't make the ballot. When you get all 10,000 signatures or however many signatures were required, then we will recognize you, but we won't recognize you until you've gained ballot access. Meanwhile, because Alex Sink is a professional bribe-taking incorporation revenue source for the Tampa Bay Times, they speculate in big articles she might run. Oh, she is running, but they refuse to recognize.
But I should recognize. Here's the timeline: May 3rd or May 2nd, I can't remember which one, of the election year, which in this case will be 2016. You need to have either roughly, like you said, about 10,000 signatures. It's a little more than that, but in change. Or you need to come up with $10,000, one or the other, and then you're a declared candidate. However, like I declared in October of 2013, way before the May, and I started gathering signatures, and I had about two-thirds or three-quarters of the signature. I got a lot of pushback myself, Don, a tremendous amount of pushback. And you just got to push ahead. But the local papers never refused to recognize me. And I want to tell you, if you decide to run again, now that May deadline is like 10 months from now, if you want to declare now on the website and then you make a press release, we'd love to interview you as a declared candidate and start to put some pressure on the Tampa Bay Times. We'll call out the Tampa Bay Times. We'll even call them and ask them for a comment. We'll do that for you, Don.
I think the issue you have, Don, and Mitch is hitting on it, is that there are places for you to get your voice out. And instead of calling people bribe makers and takers and what have you, just make your case of what changes you think need to be made and why you want to be the candidate of the people. I think that's a little better avenue. I'm not going to tout one party over another from the standpoint of who does what. But right now, if you're going to get any change in the state of Florida, this redistricting thing that you brought up at the beginning is the big enchilada. Once this redistricting thing takes place next year, instead of having who's the gal up in Jacksonville, Mitch, that is in trouble over this? She may lose a big chunk of her district.
Corrine Brown.
And she's already screaming. She was so comfortable with the packing they did to make sure a black got elected always, and she kept her seat. In fact, she ended up doing the bidding by doing what she did and having that comfortable situation. She did the bidding of the opposition, which is the Republican Party, and she's a Democrat. So, she acted as much like a Republican as a Democrat. So, it doesn't matter to me that she is one or the other. It's just that we need a fairness in the system that's not there. This is a beginning in that direction. So,
they need to look in the book, see what the qualifications are, and qualify people according to the Constitution. It's equality under the law. It doesn't say only if you take top dollar money and become incorporated you exist. It says that individuals are. It doesn't say only top. I know you don't like the word bribes, but in my mind, if you give money to...
It's not that I don't like the word bribes. It's just that I think you splash it around. And what it does when you do that is it makes you look like you're angry and you're making reckless statements. It may or may not be true. You can't prove, but you don't need to prove it. The point is, everybody understands money runs the system, and it is, you know, we got the Koch brothers that are buying the legislature. They tell them to knock out Medicaid for the poor. Don't vote it, no matter what. We
but
got
bring
this
the issues
money
up, Don. Bring the issues up.
Yeah,
I had the same problem, Don. I want to tell you what I found is I went to quite a few organizations. I went to the unions. I even went to APAC, which they love me, which is, you know, the pro-Israeli group. I went to the DCCC. I went to a number of organizations. They all said, Mitch, let's see you raise $100,000, and then we can get behind you. And my problem was, you know, I just followed Keith Fitzgerald, who they thought was, you know, the great hope here to defeat Vern Buchanan. He wasn't able to do it. And the attitude here in this congressional district, certainly in the last election cycle, was nobody's going to win. So nobody wants to put money into a race that can't be won. And then everyone's telling me, raise $100,000 to show us you're credible. And I go, where do I get the $100,000 if everyone's saying you get $100,000 first? And they said, well, you got to line up a bunch of your wealthy friends and get like 50 of them together or 25, and they can donate husbands and wives, you know, the $2,700 or whatever, because there's a limitation what can be donated. And it's hard to get over that hump. And, you know, I worked my butt off trying to raise the money, and there's just a pushback. And,
well, there sure is, but it has nothing to do with the Constitution or the qualifications therein described. Or equal opportunity under the law. I think
well,
when they
right
have
now,
the
if you look at the Constitution of the state of Florida, just look at what it says where the state capital should be located. It's in the center of the predominant population of the state. It isn't Tallahassee. It's Orlando. If you want to move the capital anywhere, and states do move capitals, it happens all the time.
Well, it was the center when they chose the
200
capital
years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
150 years ago. But it isn't now, and it hasn't been for quite a while, actually. So the point is about what is in the Constitution.
Well, then we should move Washington under that logic into Missouri.
Well, that's the Constitution of the state of Florida states that. The Constitution of the United States doesn't speak to that. So that's a different Constitution and a different set of circumstances. So the point is that, Don, you have an interesting argument. If you're a compelling person, you speak to people? Do you go before the public and speak at all? Is there any group that supports you? Where are you at in that regard?
I'm nowhere. I'm trying to get on a YouTube page, and
but,
I can get agreement.
Can you go to a local church group or local organization, and they will invite you in and welcome you and let you talk about what you care about?
No, I don't think so. You can only talk to the campaign contribution and incorporation issue. That's all anybody wants to hear. They don't want to hear free speech, free press, and real elections. You know, it's a closed subject.
Don, take Augie's advice. Augie's absolutely right. You know, follow the procedures. There's steps. It's way early in the race, so you don't have to have $10,000 or 10,000 signatures just yet. But don't talk about bribes. Just talk about the issues that concern you. If it's the environment, global warming, you know, whatever the issues are, bring up the issues that you're concerned about and not about the struggle to win the campaign or to run. If you bring up the struggle to run, you turn people off. If you bring up the issues, look at Bernie Sanders. He doesn't talk about how hard of a race he's going to have. He talks about his vision and where he wants to take this country. That's why he gains momentum, and that's my advice to you.
All right, Bob. Give us a call back when you get things put together a little more and tell us your progress. And when the legislature acts, and see, maybe that's what you should say. Call out the legislature. When are you going to get this redistricting in place so that they don't have to fight to figure out what to do in the voting process? Because if they take too much time to get it done and the court comes in and has to order them to do it, or they're going to replace these people and creating grids so that they can get the districts more equal, that's going to be the typical way this legislature in Florida does. They represent the minority of voters, and yet they get elected by cause of gerrymandering and vote rigging and every other thing.
On a national level, there's 20 million more people voted Democrat for Congress, but because of gerrymanders, the Republicans have a majority in the U.S. Congress.
That's right.
It's a national outlaw practice by the anti-democracy, anti-Christ party.
Well, you raised a really interesting point. In Michigan right now, there's a proposal in Michigan that the decision to for electoral votes will be based on the representatives. They want to put this in law, where representatives, which are the Republicans, get to take that one vote, not the elector. The electors get put aside, and they make that decision. So, and they're gerrymandered, just like Florida, just like many other states. They're going to take the, there is no more one man, one vote, even in the remotest sense. So it's going to get worse before it gets better if they do that. If they succeed in Michigan, they'll succeed in other places. Just imagine you've got 67 districts here, basically, and you, or 67 counties, and you have, I forget what the total, what are the total districts, Mitch?
In
how many total districts? In Florida?
I think there's 25. But I'm not.
So
let's say there's
25 districts, and now you take away the Electoral College, and each representative of each district, 25, makes a decision how the vote of that state, of the state of Florida, goes for in a general election. That's what Michigan is proposing. So that's the kind of, if we don't get on the stick, this thing's going to get really in the hands of the corporate, and that really is the best example I can think of how it's going to get completely out of the hands of the people.
Eisenhower warned us, and it has arrived. You know,
yeah,
there's no reason. There's
yeah,
no
there's
political existence for
and
just
there's
people.
There's every reason to fight and make the fight real. Not talk about it. You are what you do, Don. You are what you do, not what you talk about. So,
Tempor,
right,
I'll get on that.
We need to go on another topic.
So yep,
I'm going to put you back and listen only more, and I hope you stay on for the rest of the show.
Is it a long-distance call to listen? Is it a long-distance call to listen?
If you have free long-distance and you dial the 347-989-0132, you're not paying for the call. It's up to what your phone carrier is.
But you can
right,
listen to it at the same time, Don.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Don. Good call. This thing with Hillary, what they're trying to do with Hillary is kind of interesting. Bernie is making a case. But Hillary's going to have to make her case and come out and stop excusing herself by hiding out in little groups and doing what she's doing. But here's some of the things that she's being quoted at. Not really particularly believable. Let's see. In this ad, a narrator ominously warns that scandal follows Hillary Rodham Clinton like a shadow. Before listing several scandals that have plagued her, including the Whitewater and the state deal in Arkansas and the deaths of four Americans in the 2012 attacks in Benghazi, Libya. This is a tactic the Republicans, we can't, the head of this video is, we can't trust Hillary Clinton.
Now, well, Boehner was talking about this yesterday on the morning shows. It's just, it's sickening.
Who was?
Boehner.
Boehner? Yeah. Not really particularly believable because we were so long ago, and a lot of people who will be voting who are 21 will have no idea what Whitewater is or maybe what led up to the first Clinton presidency. The low-income man responds, I felt like it was really a low blow, even dirty politics, to put the pictures of the people who were killed in Benghazi. Politically moderate woman. These are people who responded to this ad. We can't trust Hillary Clinton.
All right, we have a caller.
Oh, then we'll go to the caller.
Yeah, and I just want to say Benghazi's a non-scandal tragedy. Whitewater was a non-scandal.
Well, we'll just come back. Then let's go to the caller.
I just want to say that. All right.
Good morning, August. Good morning, August.
Good morning.
Quick question. Do you pay to have your show?
Oh, well,
yeah,
I'm talking to August.
The question is, do you have to pay to have this show? You have to have money to have the show, yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to take a rude Lawrence. Lawrence, we When you call, you talk to both of us, or you're not on the air because
well,
I control
minute,
the button.
Mitch, Mitch, all right. let him
all
direct
right.
this call.
I'm putting him back
me.
On. No, but I'm not going to tolerate him like that. I'm sorry. Just not.
Well, but it's not for you to say. I'm the host, and I'll tolerate him. And if I will agree on if he's rude, then we're going
to
cut him off.
He was just rude to me. So.
No, he was simply wanting to direct a question to me. So let him.
Yes, that is correct, August. Thank you. August, are you aware that Mitch has taken the phone off the hook for $14.90 and won't allow callers in?
I think when you were creating sound effects and we couldn't hear
absolutely
ourselves.
Not. That is not the case today. As we speak, $14.90 is off the hook. Mitch
Lawrence,
will not allow callers
Lawrence,
to come in.
Lawrence, I took your call just now. I said, here's the number to call. You called, and you kept calling, and you were rude to me, and I had to keep getting distracted. And I said, if you want to call, call the other number. Now, let me say this. And Lawrence, when I just put you on the air, I said, this is Lawrence, before you even spoke a word, before I even hit the button to let you on, Lawrence. So I knew it was you, and I let you on the air. So
Mitch,
you're not talking about
it.
Political issues. He's talking about
Mitch.
Personal attacks.
Mitch.
And he's distracting the show.
Mitch, don't argue. Let Lawrence
August, that
speak
is
to me.
What, that is a blatant lie, August.
I'm not going to discuss a lie or anything. What is your
okay,
issue?
I just want to know
you
if that's how you want
to
spend your money. If that's how you want to spend your money, fine. If that's how you want to spend your money, fine. I just wanted you to know.
But you didn't. I didn't answer the question. You came up with what you think is the answer to the question. I told you my answer, and you didn't. You know, you came up with your version of my answer. Well, Lawrence, if you want to have a conversation,
I do
want to
have
issue.
A conversation. That you have a call in show. I called the number. It's off the hook.
No, it's busy, Lawrence.
Oh, how is it busy, Congressman?
Because we're using the phone lines, Lawrence.
We're giving you more time than
you
deserve. If you're going to be polite, let's be polite.
I do want to be polite. I do want to be polite. Okay, how about today Scott Walker announces his candidacy for president of the United States? Do you have any?
God forbid.
God forbid.
Scott Walker's announcement. I watched it. I watched an excerpt of it. Scott Walker is... they're trying to say he's a real man because he's not got a college education. Now
wait a second. He doesn't have a degree. He has a college education. He was 3 hours short.
Oh, then he's got a full college education.
That's correct. And are you saying, August, with your snide remark that he doesn't have a college degree, that anyone that doesn't have a college degree isn't qualified to be a president?
No, what I was saying, what I was saying to answer your question is that the inference is now that if you have a college education and you're, let's see, if you don't have the college education, you're really more qualified than someone who does. And
how about being
good,
a governor? How about being a governor?
That is how. That is, well, we have a governor in our state that's completely incompetent and criminal. Governorship does not prove the argument. The point is this: if you're going to get a college education, it's not what you got in college; it's what you brought to the real world. The other thing is some degrees are nothing more than paper. Some subjects and courses that are majors and coming out of college don't prove a darn thing. We've got some very poor teachers that come out of college. I've been very much opposed to the education degree as a degree. I don't think education degrees amount to much. And the most schools, if you look at most universities that have education, these are the lowest level students in the school. But coming back to Scott Walker, if he wants to get a degree with 3 hours, I'm sure the school that he went to and he becomes president or becomes vice president or whatever will probably award him that full baccalaureate. So now what's your other point? Do you have another point or is that...
I want to make a comment here. This is why Walker should never be president of the United States. Because what he did, he gave massive tax cuts to the corporations of Wisconsin. He didn't create anywhere near the jobs that the corporations promised that they would if they got the tax cuts. And he used what he used to make up the difference. He cut He cut salaries and benefits of state workers, and he basically ignored, he said, collective bargaining no more longer exists in the state of Wisconsin, and he's doing his best to break the public unions. And if he thinks he represents all the people,
that's why I think he's a nightmare. You're making the argument. Is he a government of the people or of the corporation? So back to you, Lawrence, quickly. Where is he at?
He's right here.
I want you to know, August, that he puts me on mute the whole time, will not allow me to comment.
And you guys,
you're doing right now, you don't want discourse.
Right. I just asked if you were listening,
Lawrence.
I just asked you to respond to what I just said.
We can't tolerate Lawrence dictating the show.
It is my show. I will tolerate him.
We got other callers that are hanging up. Let me finish
with Lawrence and do not decide for me.
We've had seven people hang up during
Mitch, we are arguing. Please let me finish with Lawrence. And this is I just asked him a question. I want his answer, and then we'll go to the other callers. Now, we're both on you. What's going on?
Thank you for turning me back on,
Congressman. I wanted to say that I believe Scott Walker, a governor, has a successful track record. You neglected to mention any of it. You only bring up your perception of his failures.
That's right.
Well,
I'm not talking to you, Congressman. Congressman, I'm not talking to you. I was
talking
to the guy that pays the bill for the show.
The radio call-in show, Mitchell. I do not want to argue with two people here.
Lawrence, I'm not bringing him back, Augie.
You can respond to what you're saying. You and I are personally going to have a problem if you're going to do that. Do not do that to me.
I know, but I'm watching people.
No, you don't know. You do not know. I'm telling you, Mitch.
I'm getting text messages from people.
I do not, Mitch. I'm still the host. You're not the host. So let me finish with Lawrence, and then we'll go to the other callers. I said that now twice.
All right.
Go ahead. Answer him.
You know, he brought up all the accomplishments.
Is he on the line?
He's on the line. He's listening.
Oh, no, I wasn't on the line. You had me muted, Mitch. Don't lie. You're a liar, Mitch. Mitch, you're a liar, and I'm catching you on it.
No, you are lying, Lawrence. You lied.
Okay, fine. Okay, August. August, he can't handle the truth. August, he can't handle the truth. That's why he treats me, the only caller that you've had, other than Don from Largo, and that's what happens. So he's lying to you, just like Slick Willie Clinton. I didn't have sex with that woman. That's exactly how he was.
If you're going to do that, then we are going to
cut out of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, Mitch, how did the divorce go?
You tell me how your divorce is, Lawrence.
That's what I thought. Mitch, would you just let me handle this and stay out of this?
How's your roommate, Mitch?
Enough.
How's your roommate?
Lawrence,
how was your roommate,
Lawrence.
Mitch?
Hang up on Lawrence right now.
Thank you.
Go to the next caller.
All right, we have another caller from the 941 area code. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Dr. Tom?
Dr. Tom, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I think candidates should not take any money from corporations because then when they get elected, they're really working for the corporations. They become an employee of the big corporations, and they will do what's better for the big corporations, such as get cheap labor somewhere, you know, take the jobs to another country. It's not good for America. I think that has to stop. Money from corporations must stop.
Well, how do we stop that? Tom? Dr. Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, it shouldn't be just millionaires running for president. That's not the way this country started. The founding fathers never said, you know, thou shalt be a millionaire to run for president.
Well,
We could stop the negative commercials that cost millions of dollars for campaigning, that cost millions of dollars. It's not necessary. It's all
well,
not necessary.
We did originally have
you're listening to 1490 AM WWPR Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay.
We're still here.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Dr. Tom,
yes.
The original founders were landholders, and the only people who could vote in those days were considered persons were people who owned land. Women were not considered persons, and the poor were
yeah,
not
I
considered
know that.
Voting
what I'm saying
eligible.
Is the money spent
so we had,
on these
we had
campaigns could have fixed the school problems in America.
Pardon me?
The money spent on negative campaigns alone could have solve the
oh,
problems
course,
we have
of course,
financing
of course,
the schools.
Of course, of
totally.
Course, absolutely true. You know, the,
that, that's
the
what
problem,
I wanted to say.
No, that's all. We are not in disagreement here. All I'm pointing out to you is the history of this country has always, the wealthy have always dictated the game. And the people who praise the founding fathers are praising what amounted to billionaires of the past. And,
I know,
and,
but
they,
Abraham Lincoln
was
not wealthy.
He was not born wealthy.
There was a lot of people who became president who were not wealthy, and they become the best presidents. The wealthy ones, like the Bushes, become the worst presidents because they're working
well,
for they're working
if you
for someone
else. Have, if you want to have some real change, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. You're going to have to get rid of party primaries, and now you have the people somewhat in charge. The Southern states run the country now through the Republican Party in the Congress.
But what I'm saying is once you invest in someone who becomes elected, they work for you. That's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong. Capitalism is dying. You know, money becomes God.
I think capitalism is thriving, actually.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show now, and as the host, I'm going to say we'll be talking to Bud Beck on Wednesday. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Please call back, and hopefully you won't have to put up with the kind of nonsense you just listened to before you came on the air.
We have some other
want to be part of. So
anyhow,
we will talk to you again, I hope. And make your call early and often, and we can only hope that that will work out.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the show.
I don't like the way Lawrence, I'm the good Lawrence. I don't like Lawrence in St. Pete the way he's treating you. He's bringing your family fair, which is none of his business, or you know, what he's doing. He's insulting you. I'd like to ask Lawrence. This is the good Lawrence from Bradenton, Florida. Lawrence, why are you barred 500 feet from any school area district in the state of
Florida? Well, the good Lawrence, please call on Wednesday and let's have that conversation.
Hello.
Oh, that's interesting.
That certainly is interesting.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
You call back on Wednesday and let's have that conversation about why that is so. Why don't you give the information behind that for us? We'd be glad to talk on that. Okay.
Wait.
We will see everybody on Wednesday, then. We're signing off right now, then, Mitch.
I can't hear you. Mitch,
right.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We can hear you. You should be able to hear us.
You heard what I said.
I heard
I'm
you.
In your defense, and I'm against St. Pete Lawrence because he insulted you and your family.
Mitch, I know he did. I was playing.
He's a radio
right.
terrorist.
I'm going to be unfair, too, which is the truth. I'm saying Lawrence. This is from the good Lawrence, you know, from Bradenton. Lawrence, why are you barred from every school, 500 feet barred, from every school in the state of Florida?
Well, we're over our time, good Lawrence.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's an interesting question. We're basically out of time now.
Yeah, okay.
But thank you, Lawrence,
yeah.
from Bradenton.
Well, I got to get a hold of you one of these days. Yeah, I got those.
Call us back.
Yeah, my phone number. I'm going to give out my phone number.
Oh, okay.
813.
I've got to get a pen now.
Don't worry. And if anyone wants to reach me.
Oh, my God.
Here, Lawrence.
Okay.
Lawrence, good Lawrence. Don't say anything for a minute, all right, so I can
talk. Louder?
All right. I'm just going to give out my phone number. If anyone wants to know anything about Legal Shield or putting solar on their roof, please call me or call me about anything else I'd like to talk about.
813-924-7994. 7994. Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Good show. Goodbye.
And
We're out of here. And thank you, Augie.
Gained more than 150 in a few minutes of this morning. More details.